Anyhow, we have a Bible study at my house on Friday mornings, and we just finished doing the Beatitudes, Dave Gilhart leads our study, and quite often he has handouts. And a month or so ago, we had a handout, and it was titled, "Are You Walking or Riding?" And this was taken, it was kind of a insert from a sermon by Warren Wiersbe, and it dealt with Solomon. Solomon was like one of the most smart guys that ever existed. He wrote, I don't know, 1,000 songs, 3,000 proverbs. He was just a keen observer of the world around him. And in Ecclesians 10:6-7, it says this: "Fools are put in many high places, while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot like slaves." Now, princes are supposed to ride on horses, and the slaves are supposed to walk beside them. Those who are supposed to be ruling are actually serving, and the ones who are supposed to be serving are ruling. Now, when I read this, I was really drawn to this because it's a picture of us and our bodies and our lives and our spirit. Our spirit should be ruling over our bodies, not our bodies ruling over our spirit. And we all have situations in our lives, I know I do, to where maybe some corrections or changes or whatever would probably bring that a little more back in line. And sometimes maybe I'm walking when I should be riding. And Genesis 1:28, it says, "God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it." Now, when you talk about subduing something, you have control over it. You subdue it. And if God created us to be heirs and kings, what happened? Well, what happened was sin in the garden. We're all born with a sin nature. And that can create some problems with us, as we're all aware. Now, this topic initially was aimed at non-believers. And the big target was the gospel and being able to present it to non-believers and kind of put it in this in the same area. But I just saw it as for believers, because the audience here tonight, hopefully we're all believers. And I just really saw this as a message that if I was going to speak, this is what I chose to speak on. Now, have you ever noticed that when we first get saved, we're really excited about the gospel? But as time goes on, do we stay as excited as we were initially? I don't know if I am. I remember working at Western Electric, and I was telling everybody about the Lord. And several years later, I was talking to somebody on the phone, and they mentioned to me towards the end of the conversation, they said, "You know, you haven't mentioned any of the religious stuff." And I thought, wow, you know, I hadn't. So maybe I wasn't as excited about it as I was initially. And the problem is, when we're saved, we're guaranteed a place in heaven. But that's not the end of the journey. That should be the beginning of the journey. We still have to deal with life. We still have things that are going to come up and problems and family situations and you have to deal with these things. And once you get saved, God said to us, he says, hey, I've got all this power and I have all these resources that are available to you. And I want you to have these. I want to give them to you. They're here. How often has my wife told me, she says, hey, have you prayed about that? And I'm, well, not yet. And it's like, hey, am I walking or am I riding when I forget to do those things? I'm probably walking. Revelations 1:6, it says, he made us his kingdom and priest who serve God, his Father. To Jesus be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. The problem is, if we're left to ourselves, we're going to fail almost every time. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can imagine according to his power that is at work within us, at work within me. We have all that power at our disposal, and yet things happen. The question to answer in my life and in your life is, are we walking or are we riding? Now, I had picked out a few things here to kind of target, and one of them deals with money. We all have dealt with money in one way or another. Maybe we had too much and we're worried about the best thing to do with it. How are we going to make more money from whatever? And then other of us, maybe we've gotten a little overextended. Maybe we've stretched ourselves a little too thin. Did you know that the average credit card debt in the country today, average family, is about $7,500? And that thing's rolling at 18% interest. That's the average. Now, God said, he said to them, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. We just got a new car. How many times have you got a new car? And that thing was so cool. That thing changed your life. You know, you're riding around, you know, big deal, you know, you got a new car. And all of a sudden, it's just a car. It's no big deal. And we get caught up in these things. And especially in our society today, it's all about BMWs and the big house and doing this. Now, I think we've seen a shift in recent years where small is okay. We're kind of going the other way, which is a good thing. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and money. Another topic I had was ego and pride. I don't know about you, but I have a big problem with I and me. Now, when I first got married, let me tell you, when I set that hook, I set the hook. She would come out to go to work in the mornings, and there'd be a little note on her window that I had gotten there at 5:30 in the morning or whatever to put this note on her windshield. And one of the things I did, I wrote her a poem. And she can't find it. I don't know why. But part of the poem I remember. And I gave it to her, I think, on our wedding day. But it says, two friends I'll lose today. I had to send them on their way. And I don't remember the whole thing. But I said, I will gladly release I and me and welcome us and we. It's really a pretty good poem. I could have probably sold it to somebody. But anyway, I didn't remember the whole thing. But we have a problem with humility. It's a problem. And it's hard to get me out of the way. And some days I do better than others, especially in a marital relationship. Hey, that's not what I wanted to do. You know, what about me? And I'm trying to work on that. You know, I think it's Mark 8:38. It says, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Now, my wife might not realize it, but that verse did more for our marriage, because I learned that verse a long time ago. And I thought, wow, that's what I need to do. But it's a struggle. It's just a struggle. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. For not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. And another thing that I thought about, and I like clothes. You know, I was raised in Baltimore. Clothes was just big thing. We had khakis with buckle backs. Some of you might remember those, but button down shirts and stuff. Well, I'm really learning. Now what I do, I used to wear something and put it right in the hamper. And then I'd get out and I'd iron. I do all the ironing at the house. And I can iron real good. But I've gotten to the point where I might wear a shirt 3 times. I might wear a pair of jeans for almost a week. And sometimes I do that on purpose so that I'm not all creased. You know, I'm not occupied. I'm trying to be less occupied with that, because what I've learned is it's what's on the inside. It's not what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside. You know, the last person that I talked to, when I walked away from them, did they think, hey, nice pants, man, look at that guy? Or did they say, hey, I'm glad I talked to him. I'm glad we had a discussion. Another thing, power and anger. I used to have a very bad temper. And sadly, my kids will tell you about that. And I think I've gotten a lot better with that. I blow up every now and then, but hopefully I'm a pretty level guy. And anger and power can really create problems in our lives. And I don't think I've ever been power hungry like some people like to dominate people. They like to put people down. And personally, I haven't had that problem. But anger has definitely been a problem in my life. And Proverbs 19:11, it says this, good sense makes one slow to anger. Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook the offense. Well, I got 2 buddies that I know personally up in Baltimore. Both of them have brothers, and one of them, I hadn't seen him for like 40 years. And I said, hey, Charlie, I said, how's your brother? He's dead. I said, he's dead? I didn't know he died. Well, he didn't die, but he's dead in my life. And I said, wow, what did he do? Well, I'm not going into that. So another friend of mine, a closer friend, him and his brother John, I don't know what happened, but they don't talk to each other. They don't talk to each other. Don't bring his name up. Now, I was up at a funeral a month and a half ago. So we're at the reception, and both brothers are there. So the one guy, his name's Kerry. I went up to Kerry and said, Kerry, I said, look, John's here. I said, maybe this would be a good day to maybe go over and talk to him. He said, yeah, and maybe not. So, but that stuff eats at you. You know, that's the kind of stuff that it's not just with that relationship. It just eats at you. It's not good for us to carry that stuff around. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I had loved you, and you also are to love one another. My last topic, I'm time's pressing. I meant to tell Joseph to give me a couple extra minutes because I stutter, and sometimes one word can take as long as two or three words. So, health. If we think about our bodies, and we all have situations. I'd like maybe, I used to think this, I'd like maybe to be a little bit taller. And there's maybe some people who would like to be a little bit smaller. And there's some people who are just perfect, and there's other people that think they're too big, or they're too heavy, or they're too this, or too... And we all have... We all deal with one of those things. And the other thing is what we do with our bodies. And I asked prayer tonight for a friend of mine, John Herbert. I can't tell you how many times I sat with John and said, John, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when that doctor looks across at you and says, John, I got some bad news for you. Art, he calls me Art. Real name's Arthur. He says, Art, I've heard all that stuff. Now, John and I have had that discussion time and time again. And he pulls the pack out and he hits the pack at least three times. And then he gets his cigarette out and he hits the cigarette maybe three. Everything is exactly the same every time he does it. And then he lights it up. Called John a month ago. John, how you doing? Well, it's been a tough year. What happened? I got cancer. Oh, no. What kind of cancer? Esophageal cancer. Well, I don't know too much about that, but he says, but I think I'm doing okay now. He said, I got a CAT scan in 3 days, and they'll see if there's any cancer in my body or not. He said, but I had surgery. He said, I didn't want to, but the doctor said I probably should do it. So I said, well, what's the downside of the surgery? And he says, well, they have to take part of my esophagus out. And to do that, they have to move my stomach up. Never heard of anything like this. But what he told me was he can't eat as much as he used to at one sitting. And I talked to him weeks later. I talked to him a week ago because I hoped to see him. And I said, John, well, tell me how the eating's going. He says, finally, it's gotten better. He says, initially, he says, I was throwing up almost at every meal. And I thought, wow. Now, here's a guy, had he not smoked, I mean, everybody smoked back in the day, right? You turned TV on and everybody was smoking. You got on the plane. Think about that. Think back on that. The smoking section was the next seat from the non-smoking section. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? You go in somebody's office at work and everybody had an ashtray on their desk. But we know better now. We know better. And there's ways that we can take care of ourselves and take care of our bodies, but we don't. We don't, at least not as well as we should. Be very careful then and how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You know, God the Spirit can enable it to live like a king, and his power is unlimited. But if we don't yield to him, and if we don't take advantage of these things, that God has for us, then it's going to create hardships in our life with different things like our health and relationships and those kind of things. So what I'd like to say tonight is we need to examine our lives, and we need to look at ourselves and the different things and just evaluate, say, am I walking or am I riding? Because we're supposed to be riding. We're all supposed to be riding, but we're not. Princes are not riding on horseback, and servants are not serving. Servants are riding, and princes are walking. I know, this is Philippians 4:12-13, and I'll close with this. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry. Whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for another day. And Father, we thank You that we serve a risen Savior. Father, we thank You that You're there for us 24/7. Father, we forget that many times, and Father, we tend to want to walk instead of ride with areas of our lives, and we just pray, Father, that we might look to You more consistently. We might learn Your ways and the things that You would have us to know on a more regular basis. Father, we just look to You tonight, and we just ask that we look at our lives, and when we do, try to look to You and see areas where we might be walking when we should be riding. Father, again, we thank You for who You are. We thank You for reaching down and touching us and making us part of Your family. And we just lift this time up to You, and we just thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.